Drover, I'm really disappointed in you. When you came to this ranch, you said you wanted to be a cow dog. I had misgivings at the time. I mean, you didn't look like a cow dog. But I took you on anyway and tried to teach you the business. Can you imagine how it breaks my heart to come up here and find you playing with a dadgum toad frog? His head sank lower and lower, and he started to sniffle. If you had gone into any other line of work, playing with a frog would be all right. But a cow dog is something special. You might say that we're the elite. We have to be stronger, braver, and tougher than any brand of dog in the world. It's a special calling, Drover. It ain't for the common run of mutts. He started crying. Drover, there's only one thing that keeps you from being a good cow dog.
What is it, Hank?
You're worthless.
Oh, no! Don't say it. It hurts too much.
But it's true. I've tried to be patient. I've tried to teach you. I've tried to be a good example.
I know.
But it hasn't worked. You're just as worthless today as you were the first time I saw you.
Oh!
You're just a chicken-hearted little mutt, is what you are. And I don't think you'll ever make a cow dog.
Yes, I will, Hank. I just need some time.
Nope. Duty's duty. I got no choice but to let you go. He broke down and sobbed.
Oh, Hank, I got no place to go. No friends, no family. Nobody wants a chicken-hearted little mutt. Give me just 3 more chances.
Can't do it, Drover. Sorry.
2 more?
Nope.
1 more?
I paced back and forth. This was one of the most difficult decisions of my career, and I didn't want to rush into it. All right, 1 more chance, but 1 more dumb stunt, and you're finished. And I mean forever. Now dry your eyes, shape up, pay attention to your business, and concentrate on being unworthless.
Okay, Hank.
He started jumping up and down and going around in circles.
You won't be sorry. No more frogs for me. I'll guard that chicken house and give my life if necessary.
That's a spirit. I'm going to make the rounds again. If you see anything suspicious, give a holler. I started off on my rounds and left him sitting in front of the chicken house door. I was down at the feed room checking for coons when I heard him sound the alarm. I turned on my incredible speed and went tearing up the hill. I have several speeds, don't you see? Slow, normal, and incredible. I saved the last one back for special emergencies.